Hey, good morning. Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is now 9:18. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Matt Meisner, KSU Vet Med. He's the clinical professor and head of the livestock service section at KSU Vet Med. We have this group on once a month talking animal health, and today we're talking about lameness in cattle. I'm going to talk a little bit about some risk factors next.
Sure. I think we look at the individual. We talked a little bit about genetics and making a plan that way, but there's other things. So nutrition will play a big factor into how the what kind of things are going on within the foot. Inflammation, softness, weakening of those structures can play a big factor, and that's trace and macro minerals as well as carbohydrates. So sometimes we'll get some acidosis or rumen grain overloads, types of things that could potentially lead to a problem. Then we have the infectious organisms that might be around. Some of those actually can stem from some of those diets as well. So, you know, kind of metabolically, they're set up to become more of a susceptible to some of these infectious things. And then our environment. So the environment that they're in, you know, we can see areas where we have areas they might slip. So concrete, gravel, pea gravel seems to be a high risk. And then the environment and just that they're in. So if you're leading to micro injuries or bruising or those kind of things, they can increase the chances of becoming lame.
You mentioned nutrition. Is there any certain feeds that you recommend here for those try to prevent this?
I think a good balanced nutrition, and you talk with your veterinarian nutritionists to make sure that you're not getting too dangerous on some of those carbohydrates and things. That seems to be a big one. But you know, we will see those even on early spring grasses, where we'll see some laminitis or some inflammation within the foot that comes around. Not as bad in cattle as you might see in a horse, but we do see the dietary type things that come in.
So, and you mentioned the environment they're in. What do you recommend as far as a pen or stable here where you keep the cattle?
It's going to vary, and the clients are going to work with what they have. If they've got good slopes, if they're able to potentially turn the soil or kind of keep it going. Mud has been just horrendous this year, so there's only so much you can do for that. But as that dries, you'll start to see some pretty good holes and divots that develop in that mud, and those can turn ankles and turn hooves. So sometimes just scraping those pens and doing those kind of things will be very helpful. There's a lot of management strategies that go into feedlots with mounds and being able to get animals up and out of the wet as well. The wetter, the softer, the most uneven things will certainly lead to injuries. But it's going to be a specific investigation when you start looking at environment, and you're going to have to make those adjustments based on what they have to work with.
Sure. Management is going to be the key word here because of the changing environment. The weather is going to play a factor. As you mentioned, it's been pretty wet here, so keeping that soil raked, cleaned.
Yeah, and clients are just, they're on top of it, and they'll recognize, hey, you know, I'm seeing a bigger percentage of lameness than I normally see, and usually when we're talking to them, they can say, okay, I've changed this, I've looked at this, but where are you at coming in from the outside? But they're very astute at recognizing changes and what's been going on. So usually that's a nice part about the cattle guys as well, for sure.
You mentioned there's antibiotics to treat lameness in cattle. Let's talk maybe a little bit more about that, how you treat it.
Sure. Well, a lot of the antibiotics that we have to use for the infectious, specific primary infections actually have a label for it. So for foot rot, most of these antibiotics will have a label to treat foot rot. We also have some non-steroidals now that, as far as anti-inflammatories, that are specifically targeted at foot rot. So we can treat with specific antibiotics, specific antimicrobials, and specific non-steroidals. But and what's nice about those, we have predicted withdrawal times for safety to make sure that these residues aren't entering the food chain as well. But so most for lameness specific is going to be those antibiotics. And most of those have dual labels for respiratory disease and other. So there are some specific antibiotics that we can use.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Dr. Matt Meisner, KSU College of Veterinary Medicine, and talking about lameness in cattle. What else is it that you like ag producers to know?
Well, I like to know, so again, if they don't respond to an antibiotic, it's good to look deeper. If it's an abscess, it's one of the most common histories that I get from a client. He was just severely lame 2 days ago. The day that they scheduled, they gave antibiotics, he was still lame. The morning of the appointment, they say, oh, he's fine. Just all of a sudden got better today. That's usually a sole abscess or something that's deeper that needs to be investigated because the pressure just was relieved. So I think the biggest thing I like to say is if they're going to respond to antibiotics, they will within the first, 36, 48 hours usually. 3 days would be a max. And then if not, we need to investigate deeper. And the quicker we get on it, the quicker we can get that infection drained, we can get it opened up and take care of the problem. We might find that it's something higher up the leg too, infected joints that we need to flush out, different extensions of just a basic foot rot. And the quicker we get on them, the better we are.
Now, and you guys are a KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. Do you send your doctors out to the
yep.
farms then?
So we have a livestock services, the field service section. They can run out and have a look. Sometimes they can look and evaluate something in a squeeze chute, basic squeeze chute. But we also have the ability to put them in a turntable chute where we can really get good restraint and look at the foot really closely. So they may look at it there and say, hey, let's schedule and come on into the clinic.
Now, if this gets severe enough, is there incidents where the cattle have to be put down?
Absolutely. And that's something you want to recognize soon. There are some things that are just not going to get better regardless of treatment. And so being able to recognize that sooner and a humane euthanasia probably might be the best choice.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And again, this it's very important to the beef industry here because, this is dollars.
Yep. Big dollars. And, it adds up over time. So, early salvage or not getting a bunch of cows pregnant because you have a lame bull, that's going to hurt, So it's something you need to pay attention to.
All right. Do you have a question, Dave?
Totally unrelated, Doctor. Pertaining to the weekend's events down around Holcomb with the fire at the Tyson meatpacking plant there. Do you have some perspective on the impact that has on the agricultural economy?
Boy, it's not. I heard you guys talking about that this morning, and I just, I was trying to figure that out myself. Like, golly, where are we going to go? With whatever they're trying to get to that direction. I it's not something that I'm not sure on that one. But
and that's a big problem for producers as well.
It should be. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just kind of curious if you were able to provide any insight in that. And the good news came out, and I don't know if you heard this earlier this morning, but Tyson says they're going to rebuild on the same location.
Oh, good.
And so, for that area, 3,500 jobs in that rural area, that's huge. That's great news.
Yeah. 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 People still have a place to go.
Yeah. And Tyson's paying their employees through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if people want to get more information from cattle lameness or any other questions they may have, how do they get a hold of you there?
They can call the vet school. The front reception desk, large animal reception desk, is 532-5700 number, and that just gets you through. And we're always available to, you may have to leave a message, but we call back pretty frequently. Somebody's got a question, goes to a voicemail, or I get a note and give you a call back.
Well, I know a lot of ag producers appreciate all the work you do there at KSU VetMed, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thanks.
All right. Dr. Matt Meisner here, clinical professor and head of the livestock service section at the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.